utter contradiction of the gospel is the elder brother's protest against his father's feasting the return of his prodigal son. If he's there, I don't want any part of it. The elder brother had a point. It simply was not fair. But that is the whole point of the gospel. It isn't fair. We too are tempted to do the elder brother bit. If there's anybody who deserves to be in the celebration, it's me. Not old so-and-so's over there, the old stinker. And as for the one way back there, when did we last see him here? And if there's one thing I can't stand, it's you-know-who's ostentatious humility. In the Deutsche Messe, Dr. Luther suggests that the communicants gather and stand around the choir, around the altar, so that everybody can see them. Not as temptation to do the elder brother thing, but for rejoicing. Who would have thought? They must have forgiven each other. If there's some uncertainty and you really care, then you'll speak with that person. And if the pastor should know, you'll tell him. He is the one to whom the Lord has given the responsibility of who is welcomed to the Lord's table. That is why the pastor loci, the celebrant, is the one who gives out the Lord's body. An awesome responsibility, but the Lord has given that to him. Let him bear it. You come then, marveling at what all the Lord pulls together as his own. What a motley crew. Surprise at this prompts the gladness of our Lord's astonishing, not fair, generosity. And when you have been surprised at his ragtag and bobtail bunch, you can come to the surprise that he would have even somebody like you there too. The father can't bear not having the elder son too joining in the celebration. He goes out to him to draw him out of what he deserves and into the celebration beyond anything that's fair, and so fitting to make merry and be glad. We kneel for prayer.